Truckers, welcome to a brand spanking shiny ass happy sunshine sparkle. Did I say sparkle already? Fuck, I can't remember. Welcome to the Hollywood Hick, mother truckers. This here is me, Brent Paris, the Hollywood Hick, coming to all y'all from Hollywood, California. Y'all, I say it every time. And you're listening to me on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. Throw the / listen behind that. You know what you're going to get? Fabulous mother trucking programming, mother truckers. Okay, that means you need to tune in and listen. Hollywood Hick right here comes on every day on the 7s. You should know that because that's what you should be doing right now. I mean, it's 7 in the morning, 7 in the evening, West Coast time, America. Because I can't do the math for anywhere else. Well, I can do the East Coast, 10 o'clock. It'd be 10 and 10, be on the 10s. But I like saying on the 7s because they only say like lucky number 7. So maybe, I don't know if I'm going to get anything out of that. But a tarot card reader said me I had good fortune to come not long ago. So there's that, right? What the fuck else is going on? Oh, follow the Twitters at the H-Wood Hick. Follow the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheHollywoodHick. And that's it for particulars. I don't know, because you know what? I am, all right, we just have to get this out the way early because, you know, the Hollywood Hick right here is in some straight up mother trucking morning, y'all. What was I talking about last episode? If you tuned into that, you would know that I am very upset by Big Ange and what she is going through. And then we come to find out I have to scratch another thing off of my bucket list that will never happen. And it's sad, but Big Ange has passed, y'all. Big Ange. But the thing is, I'm looking at a picture of her right now on the interwebs. It still makes me smile. That woman was a hoot, a complete hoot. Why do they? It's like they just fuck with you because they give you a momentary speck of joy when that was his name, the Supreme Court dude, Scalia, when he like done kicked the bucket the other day, right? I was like kind of happy about that, to be quite honest, because I don't like that motherfucker. I think he did a lot of like bad. I just don't think he was generally a good person, so I don't feel bad about when somebody like that passes, you know. And I like whatever, and some people probably say I'm awful, but I don't care. I think a lot of people are awful, and I just move on with my day because I can't agree with everybody everywhere, right? But back to the sadness at hand. Big Ange just passed, y'all. It's like, it's sad. Like, I can't watch Mob Wives anymore, not for a while, like, because I'll just be like, I'll cry, like. Hollywood Hick don't like crying, and it'll make me cry because I mean, love me some Big Ange. She was fucking hysterical. She didn't give a fuck. She just was who she was and loved it, and like had a, like everybody loved her. Like, she was freaking amazing. She didn't give two shits about what anybody thought about her. She just did her own thing. She went out to hurt nobody. She went out to cause no damn trouble. She was out to have a good time. And this, y'all, this is how I know that me and Big Ange would have been thick as thieves. We'd have been tight. We would have been like peanut butter and jelly, y'all. That is how good we would have gone together. I ain't lying, because I'm looking at this thing, and then over on the page 6, they put a thing up on here, right? With the headline that reads, because this is exactly what I want, y'all. Okay, when the Hollywood Hick, I'm saying this, so any of y'all listening to this shit right now, okay, put this down somewhere, write it down, put it in your memory somewhere so that when somebody says, oh, he talked about it on his program one time, so I'll probably talk about it again too because I know how I wrote. But I'm just saying this, y'all. There was one time after Big Ange done passed away, he done said this on the radio, and y'all need to go listen to that because then that means that's what we have to do because that's what he wants, right? Because I think it's ridiculous. Whatever. Here is what it is. Let me read the headline before I tell you what I think about it. I'm getting ahead of myself right here on the Hollywood Hick, right? But so says right here, says Big Ange wanted a disco party instead of a memorial. You get that, y'all? That is exactly what I want. Have your little sad moment. I don't even want people to have the sad moment, but people need it. Some people like it. It's like part of their process, closure or whatever the fuck they want to call it, right? But afterwards, it's not little somber, everybody around sitting around eating finger sandwiches and doing like whatever, and like sipping on like punch or whatever as you like commiserate how sad you are. No, that is not how I'm planning on living this life, and that ain't how I'm planning on going out of this life. So what I'm saying is, when it happens, have your little sad moment if you feel like you have to have that sad moment, and then it is time to party. Put up pictures of all the fun times we've had, play all the music that I love, which means you got to play the country music, you got to play my cheesy pop music, you got to play all the freestyle music. There has to be like a whole like freestyle hour or so where everybody just gets out there and gets down with some Lisa Lisa and Exposé and Cover Girl and Stevie B and all that fucking good shit. I'm telling you. But what I'm saying is, that's how it should go. I hate you go to these somber ass things. It's like, whatever, that person, at least you like should have liked them a little bit if you went to their like funeral and or memorial service, right? I guess it's your family and you don't really like them, you go out of obligation. But then even in that, I just think you just need to stay the fuck home. If you're just going to be a fucking downer, stay the fuck home or go to the sad part, do whatever, make your appearance, and then do not show up to the party if you're going to be a fucking Debbie Downer over in the corner causing trouble, be a wallflower. No. Hail to the no. It's going to be throwdown, big old bitch ass mother trucking bitch of a party. I'm just saying it's all. That is what I want. Okay? So, just like Big Ange, because what it says right here, this is what I was like, this makes me so sad. At all, y'all. I'm really like Big Ange was truly. This is one person when you say larger than life that was Big Ange. She just did. She was fucking awesome. Big old lips, big old titties, big old hair, big old makeup, big old jewelry, big old outfits, big old everything. And but like, I don't know. It's like, I mean, yes, she kind of looked like Janice off of the Muppets, but I'm just saying it's out. She's fucking hot as hell. I love me some Big Ange. I'm still sad. Like, I'm in mourning. I have been in mourning since I learned, like, Thursday. Was it Thursday I learned? I don't know. It's been a few days. I've been in mourning. And then I had an allergy-induced headache. And so then that didn't help yesterday. Like, when you know those days when you just can't stand yourself, you're like, I'm in such a mood. My head hurts. I got allergies. There's like, all this shit is pissing me off, right? So I can just need to remove myself from people. That's what I did yesterday. Like when it came time to leave, I was like, you know what, y'all? I got to leave before I say something to make somebody cry. So if y'all need me, just text me, send me an email or something. But I got to get the fuck out of here. Okay? Whatever. I digress. But says right here about this is how I knew me and Big Ange would have been like peanut butter and jelly. That's how good we go together. I'm just saying is all. But says here, Big Ange, last wish. No morbid memorials, please. Thank you, Dolly, somebody else has sense. Like, oh, no, celebrate the person. Have a good fucking time. Talk about all the stupid shit y'all used to do and laugh. Laughing is the best thing for the soul ever. When you have a big, giant belly laugh, you get like adrenalines and sparkles and tingles and sunshine feelings and Dolly Partons all over and stuff like that. I'm just saying this out. Like, no, don't make it all sad. Like, have your sad moment because some people need that for their closure, whatever. But I'm just saying this out. Going on. The Mob Wives star, who lost her battle with stage 4 brain and lung cancer at the age of 55 on Thursday, I was right. See, why do I have to interject into this that I was right? I don't know, but I've been noticing lately that I'm right a lot, so I've been paying attention to it. Moving on, but apparently she told loved ones that she preferred the final send-off at a Brooklyn nightclub called Pastels. That was her fucking honk. Now, if I looked out on the dance floor and Big Ange was out there twirling and dancing and having a good time with a cocktail in her hand and a cigarette in the other one, I would have been drawn to that like a piece of metal to a magnet. I'm just saying is all, right? Well, apparently it was her discotheque of choice, but now, oh, it's closed down. I forgot that part. Oh, wait a minute. I got way too far ahead. It says, while the TV personality believed that an evening of dancing and drinking would be more fitting send-off, her discotheque of choice has been closed. They better open this shit up, Pastels. If you just own that building, whatever, let freaking Big Ange have her last party, please. Come on, have a little bit of, and you'll get on the fucking Mob Wives TV show. Don't think you won't get a lot of publicity out of it. Think about it, dude. I'm just saying as all. I mean, if it's going to be self-serving but also serves a purpose, then I don't think there's anything too horribly wrong with that. Moving back on, because I've digressed a lot already and I'm talking about somebody that I am mourning. But so apparently it says also, though plans for a funeral have yet to be announced, the family will not cremate her remains as she was said to be afraid of fire. This is why I was like, no, she can't. We're not going to cremate her. Bitch was scared to death of fire. Hell no. Now that's where me and Big Ange would differ. Like, she would be down in the ground and they just have to scatter me over the top, because I just don't feel like I need to take up that space forever. As I plan on coming back, because I kind of do believe in this reincarnation shit. I think there's like a part of you that just kind of floats out there that's like, oh, let me land over here. This time I'm going to be a kitty, or this time I'm gonna be freaking some person way over in a different part of the world so I can experience that. I think our little things just float around, our little essences and whatever. I don't know. I'm just saying it's all. You would think I'm high when I'm talking about this right now, but unfortunately, I am not. Moving on back to my story that I've digressed from like 17 times, and I'm supposed to be mourning, and now I'm saying probably seem like an asshole, but I really do. I am sad as fuck, but I can't. My mama always said, too, that it was part of life. So I've always kind of looked at it that way. It's like it's really sad and whatever, but everything can't stop because it's just you have to deal with things sometimes. Maybe it sounds cold or whatever, but it's not. I have deep emotional hurt feelings right now because my beloved Big Ange has passed. I'm just saying. But she went on she had done kicked her husband to the curb too right before this because she was like, he didn't support me. But come to find out, Neil, when it was like all coming down to it, he like stepped up and apparently he was like being really great on the last several days or whatever. But I'm sure she was scared. She was like, fuck you. Like, there was a lot of emotions going on. I like to think Neil was just kind of caught up in a lot too. And I mean, sometimes you don't know how to deal with that shit. That's the thing. I lost my mama to cancer. That shit was hard. It was weird. It's like when you just watch, there's nothing you can do. It's like nothing you can fucking do. Absolutely nothing you can do. You just have to deal. It's weird. Your mind plays tricks with you because medicine then becomes like weird because medicine is what you've always been taught is supposed to heal you. But then really then it gets to a point where you just use medicine for comfort just on the way out. So it's weird. It's like weird. It plays with your fucking head like this, like your whatever. I don't know. Now I really am depressed. It done brought my mama into it. Moving back to Big Ange, because I'm going to have to get through this, talk about funny, fun things, because now I'm getting all sad, and I ain't going to start crying up here on the Hollywood Hick, because you know, I already freaking almost couldn't do the program today, because I went into a freaking sneezing fit. Who knew that if you were blowing your nose, and when you tried to pick that booger that was like driving you crazy, if you plucked a nose hair in the process, that could kick off a 5.5 minute fucking sneezing fit to make you want to lose your mind and start questioning your place in this world. I'm not making this shit up. With every sneeze, my inner hell no and freaking rage, blackout rage was coming up there because I was like, how can one person sneeze so many motherfucking times? I'm so sick of fucking sneezing right now, I could punch a bitch in the throat. And good thing there wasn't a bitch around to punch in the throat. I'm just saying is all. But back to my story. I digressed again. Whatever. This is just the Hollywood Hick. Welcome to the Hollywood. It's the first time you're listening to Hollywood Hick. This is how it always goes. So don't, whatever. I'm digressing because I don't want to talk about it anymore. I'm moving on. Whatever. Big Ange has passed and I'm very, very sad about it. But also I know life goes on. So at least I have good memories. I just now have to cross another one off my bucket list that I was really going to actively pursue to try to end up having at least one cocktail and like a dance with them when sometime like force my way into their world for just a moment. I wanted to do with Anna Nicole, didn't happen. Wanted to do it with Big Ange, didn't happen. So if I don't get to have a meet and greet with Dolly Parton before she kicks the bucket, then that's gonna be three strikes, and then I'm just gonna be like, fucking, I don't have. I'm just not gonna like do that anymore. I'm just gonna live life and see what happens. Okay, let's go. Oh, let's talk about something happy, right? Well, let me tell you what's happy. So tonight, now don't get jealous, all y'all. I'm completely shifting gears because whatever, we're not talking about Big Ange anymore. Because Big Ange, I'm still sending you good energies, girl. Okay, moving on. But don't be jealous. But seeing as I'm recording this a day late and today is Saturday and not Friday, apologies if you were looking for me on Friday. But this place I go to every day has done sucked the life out of me sometimes. And I had to work till like midnight last night. The night before. Worked till late. So I got, cause I didn't have time to get this shit done. And I really wanted to. But because I was like all having morning feelings for Big Ange. You know, bring it right back up. Said I would. But whatever. Basically, what I mean is, sorry, I'm a day late, which means today is Saturday. So whatever. And but what I'm talking about is, I love a good concert to go to, especially when it's a concert that's all the kind of shit that I love, because there won't be quite as many freaking little bitch asses running around getting on my damn nerves, because people be more my age, because bitches, don't be jealous, but the Hollywood Hick is going to the I Heart 80s extravaganza at the Forum over in Inglewood. It's gonna be tense. Let me tell you who's gonna be there. It's gonna be the the Billy Idol's gonna be there, Culture Club, the OG Culture Club, so all the original ones, and Boy George, that bitch can sing, whatever you want to say about his crazy ass motherfucker can sing. The Tears for Fears is back together, although they weren't really my favorite. I'm kind of glad they'll be there, because if I have to pee at that point, I won't feel that bad about missing the Tears for Fears. But people love the Tears for Fears, and maybe they'll turn me. I've gone to concerts before and people have turned me. I'm like, oh, I didn't really think you were that good, but then I saw you live and you were kind of tits, so I'm down. Who did I say? Lover Boys, Missing Persons, but the best of all, you know who's going to be there? Mr. Rick Springfield, mother truckers. I straight up love me some Rick Springfield. I've done seen him a couple of few times in concert. Almost died on the subway one time trying to make it to a Rick Springfield concert. Mm-hmm. There was a dude cracked the fuck out sitting in front of me on that train. And I don't know what it was, but something fucking told me that I better start talking. And because usually I try to like not make eye contact or engage, because you never know what's going to go on with crazy. But sometimes if you know, I don't know, but I've seen it where it's like sometimes like this crazy is so crazy that if you do not engage it, it's only going to fucking do something extreme. And his craziness turned around and started looking at me, and we were like, he was talking, but there was not real words coming out of his mouth. It was just like noise, but I think he thought he was making words, but it wasn't. So I just nodded and said, yeah, the lot. And but then all of a sudden it came, like started to make sense, and asked me where I was going. And I said, I am going to see Rick Springfield at the theater it was. The Nokia Theater is what it called back then, downtown, or the Club Nokia. That's where I was going. It was like the club, like a House of Blues sort of thing, right? Well, then, so I said, and then I went, oh yeah, and 38 Special is opening up for him. And when I said that, he goes, I got a 38 Special. Now, I didn't know at that moment if he was either telling a dick joke or if he really had a gun. I don't know. And then we get on the next train, because you had to transfer the train to go one or two stops to get over where I was going, right? Well, what happened was, train didn't move forever because there was a crazy person on there who actually ended up having a gun. And guess what was? The crazy-eyed motherfucker sitting in front of me on the other train, where if I hadn't engaged him, I think I might have got shot on the train, y'all. See, sometimes you just got to assess the situation, and you can't always go 100% with the way you think, the way things are supposed to go. Sometimes you got to like be able to like think on your feet. I'm just saying this out. But back to the story at hand. Going to the I Heart 80s tonight, mother truckers. Don't be jealous. It's going to be titties. I cannot wait. Cannot wait. So I was looking over here because I was trying to remember exactly who everybody was in it, because when I bought the tickets, I was like, oh, hells yes. And then like I remembered the bulk of them, but I knew there were a couple of more, like the Lover Boys. I forgot they were in it. But hopefully they go early and only play a couple of few. I don't really remember. See, the thing is, Missing Persons and Lover Boy, I know I'll remember their songs when I hear them, but off the top of my head, I can't remember. Should I look? No, I ain't going to try to open up the iTunes, because I had to restart this bitch ass of a computer. I think I'm going to have to do some like serious like tuning on this bitch, because it is just clugging, chugging, 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 acting like it don't want to do jack, taking forever to open some shit up. I don't get it. But whatever. There's this links to this article about a few things that Rick Springfield, Mr. Jesse's girl, misses from the 80s the most. And he says he missed leg warmers. I'm like, bullshit, dude. Leg warmers still look foolish. But this is what I agree with him, because I remember when this shit used to happen on the radio. You just hear a song and it would just slowly build and slowly build, and now it's all just forced down your throat. But he said that he missed the process of his song Jesse Girls becoming a hit thanks to the radio DJs, because that's what it was. A couple of them heard it, were like, that song is titties, and then they started playing it, and then other people heard it and they were like, ooh, I'll play that too, it's a good song. But he said, I missed that element of music where if you had a great pop song, it stood a chance. Now it's a little more corporate. Jesse's Girl was picked up by radio DJs. They heard the song and liked it and started spinning it. Phones started to light up and they called my record company and said, you should release this song. And my record company went, okay. So they did. And he's like, thank God for the DJs, which I don't think they can do now, which I agree with this part, because I think everything is just forced down our throat. They're going like, oh, we're going to make this little girl, she looks 12, and we're going to make her like sing some, like she's Mariah Carey, and we're going to put her in a little sexy outfits. And even though she's 18, she looks 12. So all the people who are pedophiles will totally want to get with that. So they'll buy her albums and stuff, so we got all the little teeny bopper girls and pedophiles buying her the music of this one. And you know, I'm using Ariana Latte Grande or Grande Latte. Please, I can't even talk. I messed up my own joke. Whatever. Moving back to this, but I agree with him. He's like, He's like, thank God for the DJs, which I don't think they can do now. It's like, basically, yeah. He's like, they can't do this now. He's like, they can't go, you know, I'll play this song because the list is so tight now. They get tight playlists and that's just it. So Jesse's Girl wouldn't have been picked up now, but because of the DJs, it was a hit. I missed that. I miss that too, because that's how it was. You'd hear a song and then it would just build over time and all of a sudden it'd be your jam, like Jesse's Girl. I'm just saying is all. But that's it. Don't be jealous, y'all. Going to the iHeart 80s tonight. I'll report back, tell you how good it is or ain't good it is. Because, you know, sometimes you go to stuff thinking it's going to be tits and it ain't no good. Like the freaking Don Rickles show I went to over in Beverly Hills. One, the sound system sucked a dick. It was horrible. Couldn't understand half the words coming out of his mouth. He was 9,000 Methuselah old, which I knew he was old, but I was like, dang, you don't just have to wheel a dude out and stick him in a stage in front of like a little like jazz band and then like not mic him in such a way that people can understand his old ass. I just said, like, I honestly was nodding off at times because like I can't understand a fucking thing. I paid $100 for these damn tickets and I can't even understand a word out of this motherfucker's mouth. This is bullshit. I should have complained, but got trying to get my money back. But you know, that was just too much damn work. Whatever. I digress again. But going to the iHeart 80s, Rick Springfield, Culture Club, Tears for Fears, Missing Persons, Billy Idol, Lover Boy Show. Don't be jealous, bitches. All right. What else is going on? Let's see. Oh, I remember. Where is it? Where I got to click on the TMZs, y'all. That's what I got to do. Because, again, two of the horrible, horriblists, the worst people alive right now that are just awful, hateful, awful people who use their power to like prey on others. And I hate that mother trucking shit. It makes me angry, right? Well, first one, where's it at? Open up TMZ. I told you this computer is acting a straight up fool. It's a straight, I'm amazed it's recording my words right now. I'm just saying is all. Well, gross ass McGross a lot, bitch ass, gross fat ass, child loving, touching, gross, driving across state lines to get some underage poontang ass Jared Fogle, his dumb butt. He done come back. He's challenging his sentence, all y'all. He is challenging his sentence. This is according to the TMZ people. I'm sure it's everywhere else, but I go to the TMZ a lot just because, you know what? They usually report it first. And granted, sometimes they pay for their shit. I don't care. I just want to know. And if I don't have to pay to know, like I won't watch the TV show. The TV show is insufferable. The way it's cut, the noise, and just looking at Harvey Levin's face. No. But the website, I can't help but look at it. It's just how I roll. I can't help it. But says right here on the TMZ, this bitch ass, gross ass, punk ass bitch, right? Says Jared Fogle challenges sentence wrong to punish me for my fantasies. But your fantasies were being acted out upon in the way of you were soliciting this shit, you dumbass. Just because they caught you before you got to go all the way through with it don't mean you fucking don't need to like be put, like you need to go. You got to go. That's just what that means. But says right here on the TMZ website, Jared Fogle is challenging the judge who sentenced him to more than 15 years in prison, arguing that the judge is punishing him in part for his fantasies. And fantasies are not a crime unless you're chasing little children with your fantasies and doing things that are unfucking toward like your bitch ass did, Jared. Okay, that is why you're in the prison, and that is why the judge gave you more than your freaking little arrangement you made with people before we really knew the like depth of your depravity, mother trucker. Okay, going on with the story. Fogle's lawyers are appealing the sentence on several grounds, claiming the judge had no right to exceed the maximum sentencing guideline, which is around 13 years. Fuck, exactly. No. Like, this is just, you just got to, if you got them feelings, you just don't say a fucking word to nobody. You just hold on to that. Don't, like, no. Ha, sheriff, no. That's how much. Goes on. The lawyers note the judge who sentenced Fogle said, this defendant is obsessed with child pornography and having sex with minors, which he is. He fantasized about it in telephone conversations, which he did. And he tried to set up shit by trying to, like, talk to these people and get these girls to come across state lines. Or he was going to go over there and try to, like, and booze them up and then go over there and violate them or whatever. You don't get to come back on the flip side. You got to pay your freaking price for your freaking doings. I did. Granted, my doings wasn't these kind of doings. My doings was just regular, everyday, little, like, minor little doings. His fucking doings are some straight up doings. That is why you are hated in the lockup on account of even the bad people think you are bad people. And that's some shit right there. I'm just saying. Goes on. Fogle's attorneys say fantasy should not form the basis of a criminal sentence. They quote another court decision which says, "We are loath to give the government the power to punish us for our thoughts and not our actions." That's like if I'm going to be like, "Oh, that motherfucker cut me off. I'm going to kill him." That is okay, because everybody says that kind of stuff. Even like when I say, like, makes me want to punch a bitch in the throat. I ain't going to punch a bitch in the throat. That ain't how I roll. It just feels good to say it just because it's like, yeah. But actually, it probably wouldn't even feel good to do, because after I did it, I'd be like, oh my God, I feel horrible. I just punched that bitch in the throat. So I'm not going to punch a bitch in the throat. So if anybody thinks the Hollywood hick is really going to punch a bitch in the throat, then you probably need to be punched in the throat. I'm just saying this out. But moving back on to my story that I keep, I'm a digressing mother trucker today, ain't I? Sorry, y'all. It's what happens when I'm a day late, probably dollar short too. So that probably ain't helping either. But goes on and said, according to to Fogle's lawyers, the fantasies and requests to third parties were never acted upon by Fogle, because you got busted before you could actually go all the way through with it. So what are you telling me? You got to go over there and rape a fucking child before you have to be like, no, if you are doing shit to like facilitate raping a child and they bust you in the process, you don't get to call that shit fantasies, mother trucker. That ain't how this mother trucking shit works. You like, it's like these people with these like pipe dream of a freaking case on the other side. It's like, quit wasting. Who is paying for this shit? Too. Like, didn't he get, like, you should lose all your money if you do this kind of shit. I'm just saying is all. You should lose all your money just because whatever. Like, give the wife whatever so she can get by. So what it boils down to, this here dumbass, Jared Fogle, the Subway gross-ass, bitch-ass, child-touching, going across state line to get him some from a kid bullshit motherfucker, right? This is what he wants. The appeals court to give him another sentencing hearing where his actions, not his thoughts, are front and center. Your thoughts were in the process of tracking down a underage child so that you could go violate them in whatever way you saw fit, with drugs, booze, whatever you were going to do, and then tickle their whatever with your whatevers. No. Ain't gonna happen, Captain. You got busted. Take your fucking lumps and deal with it. You just better hope them bitches in jail don't get to you first. That's just how it works. I ain't got no freaking time for that. All right, moving on to the second gross-ass McGrosserson all over the place, gross-ass bitch, right? Well, he's doing stuff, even more stuff to be gross and horrible. And like now, it's like this was America's dad. He like, everybody wanted this guy to be their dad. And now we're like, oh my God, he is one of the worst, horriblest people ever in the history of ever, right? Well, it says right here on the BuzzFeed, which I got off of the Flipboards. And now you know that I got a Flipboard thing on there. So the Hollywood Hick has a Flipboard page. So you should go onto the Flipboard and look at it. And then you can see the Hollywood Hick and you can see the stories that I might or might not be talking about, because I flip them into the Hollywood Hick page on there just so that I can have them all in one spot so that I can remember things, because I am too old to have to remember things and I drink way too much. So mother trucking. But says here on the BuzzFeed that I got off of the Flipboard, right? Bill Cosby sues sex assault accuser, her mother, and the National Enquirer. Now, I could go with understanding National Enquirer, but the chick who like is the, who you pretty much paid off on account of you did what you did, and now you don't want nobody to know about it, so now you're going to sue her for just like, I don't think, and I haven't heard a peep out of that bitch hardly at all. Oh, I don't mean a bitch. You ain't no bitch, Andrea. I'm sorry. I say that when I refer to you that way, it is a term of endearment. But moving on. But it says here, the breach of contract lawsuit against Andrea Constad, her lawyer, her mother, and the National Enquirer parent company was only partially unsealed Wednesday. Bill Cosby, gross ass bitch ass Bill Cosby, is suing his Pennsylvania sexual assault accuser, her mom. How many times you gonna say the same thing in a row, BuzzFeed? Says, because the full complaint against Andrea Constad, which was sealed on February 1st, has not been released. It was not immediately clear what claims Cosby is making, but he got a flip. has accused Constant and her attorney, Dolores Troiani, of violating confidentiality clauses covering settlements that were reached after they filed lawsuits against Cosby and the Inquirer in 2005. Right? So Bill Cosby goes on that his attorney declined to comment on the lawsuit, as did Troiani, and none of the blah, 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 blah. Well, if you're not going to comment, then why the fuck are you going to comment about them not commenting? But apparently it says here, in a motion filed in July in federal court, Cosby's attorney, Patrick J. O'Connor, who probably is some horrible, awful person, if you're going to be representing this bitch-ass, gross bitch, worst person ever motherfucker, right? Well, stated that in 2006, settlement agreement required both Constant and her attorneys to keep details of the litigation quiet, including the requirement to keep depositions and other documents confidential. But that they ain't the ones that let out the depositions. It was the judge. He's like, here, you gonna take it. That shit don't fly with me. Here it go. Y'all want to put it up on TV? Put it up on TV. That's what happened, right? Well, he said, far from using their best efforts to ensure compliance with the confidentiality provisions, plaintiff and her counsel appear to have made no effort whatsoever. Such a cavalier attitude to the confidentiality. I fucking want to punch this bitch in the throat. See, I'm not going to actually do it, but I sure as hell would like to fantasize about it. See, that's okay, because I know I ain't going to do it. But we did. Thing is, Jared, they knew you was going to do it, and that is why they had to stop your ass. See? Marked difference, bitch ass. It's like the word consent. People can't understand that. You don't obviously understand that they were stopping you from doing some seriously untoward, crazy ass, gross fucking child touching nonsense. Okay? Okay. Moving back on. Blah, blah, blah. They're like, such a cavalier attitude to the confidentiality of defendant's deposition is in direct violation of the confidentiality provisions to which she freely consented. Okay. The latest filing by Cosby came the day before the comedian's criminal pre-trial. Like, so blah, 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 he's going down. But basically, I think what it is he's pissed that she, like, talked to the cops again, or, like, supposedly talked to the cops about this bringing this shit back. Uh-oh, my thing went nutty. What happened? I was reading my story, and now it's gone. Here it is. Okay. Get my story back. Sorry, I accidentally, I'm holding the iPad while I do this, and I touched the screen and made it go cuckoo, mother trucking bananas. But I think this is all because the cops wanted to talk to her, and she's like, okay, whatever. So, but, like, I don't think you're, like, going public is the same as talking to the cops, okay? If the cops need to know some information, then that's how that shit goes. Because all they're going to do is subpoena and be like, that shit is, but fuck your Bill Cosby gross-ass motherfucker confidentiality agreement. Just like, because that's some bullshit, because we need to know what kind of criminal shit went down. So if he paid you off not to talk, then sorry, we're going to have to nullify that motherfucking shit, because that's some straight-up motherfucking bullshit right there. No. Hell to the no, to quote my girl Whitney. Rest in peace, girl. All right, moving on, because I can't talk. See, I'm getting angry again. Let's talk about something funny. How about, oh, we got lots of time left on here. I just been running my mouth. I forget what time it is. Okay, gross person, gross person, gross person. Was there any other celebrities? I was going to, oh, Manny, all the BT Dubs, Manny Pacquiao can still kiss my mother trucking ass. Completely kiss my mother trucking ass. He is like double down on his thing, like putting up death fucking Bible verses on the Instagrams and stuff with his freaking asshole looking pug face. Like, look at him. He's got freaking human pug face. He looks like a pug dog that grew up into a human. I'm just saying is all. I know he'd probably kick my ass for saying that, but it's the truth. So whatever. I'm into telling the truth these days, so I'm just being honest. He got pug face. Just how it works. But he can kiss my ass. But I will say, it is kind of cool that his promoter or like his manager or something like that, like, Kim was like, dude, I can't support what he said. He's a fucking, like, that was completely wrong. He was like, don't even bring me in. Nope. This is not how I think. I'm saying it straight up off the bat. He's a dance hole. He should not have said that. That's some bullshit. And I wonder if that guy's going to end up dropping him, because that can't reflect well, because Nike immediately dropped Manny Pacquiao's bitch ass after he revealed that he's a freaking complete homophobe. I understand why people hate homos so much. We are so much fun. That's why all your girlfriends want to hang out with us. So it's like, I don't understand why everybody doesn't think we're any fun. Like, wives, girlfriends, everybody want to hang out with their homos. You can't tell me. There's probably about 4 chicks on this freaking planet who would rather hang out with their husband for an evening than go out for a night with the homos. Because they know if they go out with the homos, they're going to have a fucking blast. Going to be dancing, singing, partying, drinking. Don't have to worry about dudes getting all over, telling them how fabulous they look all the time, not trying to touch their privates and things like that. Yes. They love hanging out with the homos, and they will pick us 99 times out of 100 if there ain't a diamond involved in that situation. I'm just saying this out. All right, moving on. Whatever. Manny Pacquiao kissed my mother trucking ass. You bitch ass motherfucker. Broke the fuck up. That's where we are. Broke the fuck up with your pug face looking motherfucking ass. Moving on. What else is going on? Oh, there were a couple of stories. Let's talk. There was something else I wrote on the back. Oh, that's a story. Oh, that's a story. Okay. Oh, other thing I did notice, I'm going to look at this on the flipboards again, too, though. I just felt like pointing this out because it makes me feel better about myself because he is so super foxy. The dude who plays Superman in the new Superman's movie, that Henry Cavill or Kivivi, I don't know how you say his name, Cavill, is that it? Whatever. Henry Cavill, whatever. I was looking at this picture of him, and I'm like, it's unfortunate, but he's going to have to get some plugs soon, y'all. Superman is losing his hair. And, like, I can only feel like I can say that because mine is in the back. But see, the thing is, he's losing it all up in the front, Jude Law style. And mine's in the back, so I can't really see it. When I look in the mirror, I just see a full flowing head of hair. But if you see from the backside, I got my daddy's side of the family bald spot. But, you know, I don't give a fuck. I is who I is, and that is what I am. I ain't going to try to cause any trouble. But I am kind of grateful that I don't see it when I look in the mirror, because then I don't think about it. I'm like, whoever, I don't give a fuck. And if I get my hair did cut right, it doesn't, it's not quite as noticeable. But right now, I need my hair did bad on account of I've been working too much, and I keep trying, forgetting to make an appointment. Then my dude's all filled up. And once you find a good haircutter, you don't want to have to go find another haircutter. And let me tell you, I'm going to tell y'all this right now, public service announcement right here on the Crab Diving Network, on the Hollywood Hick program. If you're a fella and you are going to some lady beauty salon and or supercuts to get your hair did done, you're a dumbass mouth breathing moron. You need to find you a real barber and go to them because they know how to cut dude's hair. I've started a few years back going to a real barber over here in Hollywood, and it's tits. One, it's hysterical up in there because it's like walking into the movie barbershop. Dudes sitting around talking shit. There's stuff on TV. A lot of times they're playing cops, and I love cops. Shit makes me feel better about myself, right? Well, get yourself a barber. They'll take care of your nose hairs and your ears hairs and all this shit. Them lady haircutters don't know what to do. I'm just saying is all. Go get a regular barber. And they're cheaper. Mine, $20 for the best haircut I ever got in my entire life. $25 out the door because I give them a $5 tip. That's 25%. Yes. No. Whatever. 20%. I don't fucking know. I can't do the math right now. See, I suck at math. I tried to do math really fast off the top of my head, and I come sound like a mouth-breathing moron. But what I'm saying is, go to a regular barber with the blue, white, and red stripedy pole outside and get your hair did there. Don't be going to supercuts, because those are freaking... Every time I go to a supercuts, I'm like, those people's hair is so fucked up. What makes me think you could actually cut hair? Like, if your hair looks like it was done by a 10-year-old, that don't give me too much confidence in your fucking haircutting abilities. I'm just saying as all. All right, moving on. What else was I going to talk about? This story makes me laugh. I love it. I just discovered this website. I didn't discover it. I knew it was there, but then I was like, I should pay it more attention because it actually got some interesting stories on occasion, right? But there's this Boing Boing website, right? Well, I was looking through it this morning, and there is a video on there of this place in Brazil where apparently what happened was, according to the headline here on the Boing Boing, is drunk knife-wielding monkey pursues bar patrons. If I saw this, I would be pissing myself. One, I love monkeys. I am scared to death of birds. So if it was a knife-wielding bird, I would be running like my name was Tippi Hedren. But if it was a drunk knife-wielding monkey, I would just get a safe distance and get my camera out is exactly what I would do. But this fucking monkey is hysterical. This monkey fucking kills me. Like, I'm looking at it right now. He's sitting up on the roof of a fucking little cabana thing where there's tables and stuff over there. And he's got a freaking cooking knife, one of those big ones where you, and he's over there fucking going, he's drunk. Apparently what happened was, I'm sorry, y'all. I gotta push pause. This is hysterical. This monkey just got a knife, and he's just basically showing it to the people. I am going to jump off this roof and stab you with a monkey knife. But it says on here, sorry, I had to quit watching that because I would just sit here and narrate a video you people can't see. But it says right here, what happened was a drunk monkey turned belligerent at a bar in Brazil and grabbed a knife, pursuing patrons and climbing onto the roof. But after the tiny primate, it says to have lived at the bar, because you know there's a lot of monkeys down in Brazil. They probably like squirrels. You just can't, like, you just gotta accept them being there, and chipmunks and shit when they show up, or raccoon, I reckon. Well, I hope you don't get raccoons, because they'll fuck some shit up. Raccoons will fuck your shit up. But apparently this monkey done downed a glass of rum and armed itself. They had to call the firefighters in to come do it. But everything says, okay, they caught the monkey and leased him in the wild, but apparently he came back menacing homeowners on the outskirts of town. He was like, fuck you people. I was doing good at that restaurante because there was like probably like all kind of scraps and things to pick up and glasses of rum to drink so I can go knife wielding. But yeah, this monkey fucking is hysterical. He's like waving a knife. He's like on a roof, like, I got a knife. What you gonna do? What you gonna do? Then he like starts picking at the roof. That's hysterical. I'd be scared of that monkey. You don't know. Monkeys are crazy. Monkeys are crazy. Okay, I'm moving on to another story. Oh my God. This, whatever. It actually was not that menacing. Now that I think of it, it was not that horrible menacing. But there was a knife wielding monkey on the loose in Brazil. So be careful, because that can happen. You never know. That monkey could have gone fucking started slashing. That's like a horror movie. Everybody just in the, oh, look at the cute monkey with a knife. Carnage. That's what would happen. All right. Next story. What else is going on? There was more things going on. Blah, blah, blah. I'm so not organized today, y'all. And this is showing in my performance. Oh my God. This fucking killed me. Okay. Every time I hear one of these stories, every time. Now, you people are going to feel nothing but better about yourself after this part right here. Okay. Especially ladies. Because I don't think I need a lady somewhere to explain to me how this could actually happen. I don't understand it. And I'll, on the flip side of telling this story, I'll tell you even more why I don't understand it. It's something that a story I got that to tell you why I am skeptical. I don't get it. I just think it's whatever. But I discovered this website recently called The Derpiest, and it's kind of cute because I have like pictures of making derp face and things like that. And like sometimes it links you to some stories such as this one I'm fixing to like tell y'all about. And then I'm like, oh my God, I don't understand. I just don't understand how this can happen at all. I just don't. This doesn't make any sense to me. Like, you, how utterly clueless a person has to be. Like, really, if you do not feel better about yourself for not being this freaking mouth breathing stupid, then something's wrong with you. Something's seriously wrong with your dumb ass. But headline here, constipated woman gives birth on toilet. It was not a poo. Yup, mother truckers, you just heard that right. Constipated woman gives birth on toilet. That's what happened. And of course, this idiot dumbass had no clue that she was knocked up. How? I don't understand. How? You know, you're supposed to bleed from down there once a month. Regular. That's just how it works. Unless, like, something is seriously up, right? Like, knocked up. So if you don't bleed from down there in 9 months, like, what are you just that bad at telling time, or you have no sense of time? Like, I don't understand. That in and of itself makes it weird. That's the one argument point that I just can't wrap my brain around. I just don't understand, because it has to happen. That I thought it was part of life. Like, otherwise it just wouldn't things back up. I don't know. It's my ignorance of being a man and a homo for not really knowing how poontangs work. So I'm just saying. But I did try my best at them, if that will maybe make y'all feel better. It's not like I'm one of them platinum gays where I never touched the other sexy parts. I'm just saying. I tried it, figured out it wasn't for me, moved on to something that I was able to work with. I'm just saying. Moving on back to this here story. So, story goes. And I like how this was written by a dude, too, because he and I are on the same page. He goes, I may not be a woman, but I sure don't understand how one wouldn't know they're pregnant. That's the question I always have every time I hear one of these stories. But apparently, 20-year-old Charlotte Bryant had no idea she was pregnant. None whatsoever. She just says, I'd had really bad backaches and I'd gone to doctors. I'd been diagnosed with inflamed muscles and given painkillers and diazepam. Now that's the thing. It's like, I don't believe you. Because if you go to a doctor, they're like, when was the last time you bled from down there? And you know what you say? I don't know. It's been like 4 months. They'll be like, maybe we should check to see if your bitch ass is pregnant. I don't believe you. I think you're full of shit. And apparently, like, diazepam, that's probably shit you're not supposed to be taking, and all these painkillers and muscle relaxers when you got, like, a baby growing up in your belly. That's some nonsense. But According to this girl, who I do not believe, she has no credibility at all whatsoever as far as a Hollywood hick here is concerned. I'm just saying it's all. But apparently she visited 3 doctors in 9 months leading to her son's birth, and not a single one told her she's pregnant. When it came down to showtime, she was absolutely stunned. Now, this is where it's like gets interesting, right? She said claims that she was prescribed with a big box of powder laxatives, right? I guess that's like... I don't know, you mix it in some water or something and then drink it down, supposed to kick it in quicker. I don't know. I feel that sounds like it's like a BC powder of laxatives. I don't know, right? Well, it says, I went home and took one, and then a short time later, I felt an urge to go to the toilet. Okay? This is in her words. These are her words. There's quotation marks around them, right? But apparently, she goes, I sat on the toilet and felt something really odd between my legs. It was like a poo, but it felt like it was coming from the wrong place. Are y'all with me? Okay, is this still in quotation marks? I will have you know. So this is her words, not mine. I'm not making this up. She goes, I felt the urge to push, and then as I looked down and I saw a face looking at me, it was absolutely surreal. Like, okay. So for 9 months, you ain't bled from down there. And then you thought you were like just backed up, had to like take a dump. And then you took some laxatives, go into the bathroom, sit until your kid was given birth to, owned it. Like you basically shit out your kid. That's what you're telling us. Like, I'm hoping that laxative hadn't worked yet and all you did was have the baby. But I had that hard, like, really. And then doesn't birthing take more than just sitting on a toilet and pushing? Like, I don't know. Or do some of them just fall right out? Well, actually, they probably do. Some of them just fall right out if you're sitting in the right position. Because I was flipping channels one time, like Discovery Channel or something came up. I was flipping by and I paused for a second. I was like, oh, what is that lady doing squatting there in the desert? It was like some tribal documentary of like a tribe in like Africa somewhere where they like still like have no modern conveniences, live sort of like the whole tribal way or whatever, I guess is what it was. I don't know, because I was instantly horrified and could not change the channel fast enough when this one was just squatted down, sitting there, and then all of a sudden just like boop, a kid shot right out of her coot. I'm not making this shit up. I was like, oh my fuck, no, my sweet Dolly, I cannot believe I had to change the channel. I was like, oh my God, I did not just watch what I just watched. It's forever burned into my brain those like 4 seconds. And I'm not kidding you. That's how fast it was. Just like, bloop. What? Ridiculous. If that's how fast it is over there, they're doing something seriously wrong over here on this side. I'm just saying. But she said, just hours after swallowing some laxatives, little Joshua came to say hello. Apparently, she screamed for her brother and told him she'd had a baby. And this is her words. She said, he told me to stop being stupid until he came downstairs and saw I have a baby in my arms. So she's still sitting on the toilet, I assume, with her panties around her ankles. And then she's got a baby who I'm assuming still has the umbilical cord attached by this point. Like, oh my sweet. If I walked into that, I would never be look into the visual. So picture this shit, right? This chick, she went to go take a dump and ended up having a baby. And then next thing you know, she's calling for her brother for help, which means she can't get her panties. Like, she's just sitting there on the toilet with a fresh goo-covered gross baby. And she just like shat out in like 30 seconds or something. I don't know. It's like too much. But apparently they called the ambulance, took care of the kid. Everything's okay. They call him a little miracle. And he really is too. Oh my God. How do you not know you're fucking knocked up? Your belly's growing. You're not bleeding from where you're supposed to be bleeding. Lady things that are supposed to be happening aren't having. Your titties have to be growing and getting all milky and stuff. I seen it where they start squirting and things. It's just how it works. I don't understand. And also I don't understand because I knew a chick in college who did the same shit, and she basically had a baby in the shower one day. Like, I heard this rumor that somebody had a baby in a shower at this dorm. And I was like, I knew this girl that lived in that dorm. And I had been asking people forever because every time I saw her, I was like, y'all, is she pregnant? And they're like, no. I'm like, bullshit. That girl is pregnant. Every time I'd be like, she is knocked the fuck up. And as soon as I heard the story of some girl giving what do they call it? Like immaculate birth or whatever, like Jesus birth, where she ain't never had sex. And all of a sudden a baby pops out in the shower. So as soon as I heard that story, I was like, I know who that is. My friends were like, what? Because I knew this chick from doing, like, I was doing the theaters. And she was, like, always, like, working in the, like, shop and stuff because her boyfriend did theater things. And so she always wanted to be there hanging out with him. So she worked in there, too. So I knew her from that. And then I was like, when I was like, I know who it is. And then come to find out who was right, me, because I generally am. But I was like, how can nobody else see this? I was like, her belly's bigger, her titties are bigger. She's in complete 100% denial. And then the next thing you know, had a baby in the shower. That's how it happens. I just can't wrap my brain around that level of idiot. It's just too much. It's just too fucking much. All right, moving on to another story. Just be glad you ain't that chick. Well, what was her name? Let's go back. Her name was Charlotte Bryant. And you know what, y'all? This was not even Florida, I don't think. Where'd this happen? I thought it said in here somewhere. Maybe it was. I don't think it was Florida. I feel like it was somewhere in Georgia. But I could be wrong. It doesn't say. I must have been reading something else. But it does not specifically mention Florida or Georgia from what I can see by skimming at this point. I'm tired of talking about it, so I'm moving on. But I'm telling you, if somebody can ever explain to me how a lady can like get pregnant and not know it, please help me out, because I am at a complete and utter loss. I just don't understand it. And I agree. I do not have a whole lot of experience to draw from, and that is, might be part of the problem. But I only think it's a very minor itty-bitty part of the problem. I'm just saying. Oh, this is why I thought Georgia. Because the next story I was going to tell y'all about of a lady who will make you feel a whole lot better about yourself because you ain't her dumb mother trucking ass, right? Well, this bitch is straight up evil. Evil. People who do this shit are fucked up. I don't understand. Like, I don't know. I'm curious why she did it. Like, if I remember right from reading through this before, there ain't a why. It's just like, oh my God, I can't believe this bitch done went and did this. It's horrible. But, and I'm looking at her mugshot. She's like, fuck, I got busted. She is like, going down this time. Like, she's like, I think I done did it now. That's what her face says. It's like complete, like, oops, I did it for the last time. Like, they put me away. But says here, waitress accused of spiking co-worker's drink with meth. So you sit down your cup of coffee, bitch comes along and pours a whole bunch of meth in it, and then you drink it, and then you go on a freaking, you didn't even know it, meth-induced rage, right? Well, apparently this happened in some place called Dawsonville, Georgia, and says here, a waitress has been arrested on charges that she spiked a co-worker's drink with methamphetamine during their late-night shift at a Waffle House, of course, Waffle Mother Trucking House, but it is delicious. I'm telling you, Waffle House is delicious, Mother Truckers. But says that the night shift at the Waffle House in Northern Georgia causing the drug man to be hospitalized in a comatose state. She gave him so much meth in his drink that it put him into a mother trucking coma. That's some bullshit. But apparently, what happened was, according to the Hickory Record, over on the hickoryrecord.com, whatever the fuck that is, Reddit or something probably linked me to this shit. But Dawson County Sheriff's investigators spent nearly 2 months collecting evidence and interviewing witnesses before they arrested 43-year-old Sansaria Dawn Evans last week. She remained jailed Thursday on charges of illegal drug possession and aggravated battery. That's some straight up battery, like put him in a coma fucked up battery. Apparently, Wooten declined to name Evans' 37-year-old worker. That's the police captain who wouldn't do that, but said the man is still battling to recover from a drug overdose that left him critically ill for weeks after he collapsed December 23rd. You stole his Christmas. What was her name? Sansaria Dawn Evans. You stole his Christmas, doing it to him right before Christmas. Oh my God. It's about 50 miles north of Atlanta where this went down, in case y'all was wondering. But it also goes on. At one point, he was in a comatose state on a ventilator. He's still in a medical facility, and he's been in some kind of medical treatment since this happened. Bitch fucked him up. What is with people? Like, I don't understand. Like, and it doesn't really say what the fuck he did to make her so fucking mad or make her want to like retaliate in such a horrible fashion. Or maybe she didn't realize how much meth she poured in there. Oh no, she knows about meth. Never mind, we'll get to it. But the Waffle House corporate office shared the surveillance video with the popo. They looked up and they were like, oops, that what had happened was that freaking Sansaria Dawn picked up the co-worker's cup, and when he stepped outside for a break, you know, he went to smoke a cigarette. They just ain't saying it. That's what they do in Northern Georgia. Then taking the cup toward the bathroom, she returned and set the drink down before her co-worker came back inside. The video showed him drinking from the cup, and within an hour he was getting medical attention. Waffle House, like, we fired her fucking ass, and she's a horrible, awful, hateful person. I paraphrase, but that's pretty much what they said. She was terminated as soon as they saw the video. Apparently, it goes on, it was not immediately known if Evans had an attorney. Court records in neighboring Forsyth County show she pleaded guilty last April to possession of methamphetamines, meaning she knew what she was doing, and sentenced to probation and a $3,605 fine. Her attorney in the case, Mr. Philip Cummings. I love anybody with a last name Cummings, because you must have had like a childhood full of freaking just jokes about your last name. Like, that one is just so easy that people can't resist. It's like if your last name was Fart. I'm just saying is all. But he did not return any phone messages Thursday. Blah, blah, blah. That's how that ends. So be glad, people, that your name is not Sean Saria Dawn Evans, and you thought it was appropriate to go spiking somebody's drink with a whole shit ton of methamphetamine till they fall into a mother trucking coma. Like, why can we not all just get along? Y'all. In honor of my beloved Big Ange, may she rest in peace. I was not supposed to bring it up again, but it's the end of the program, and I just have to remember everybody to remember Big Ange. Keep her in your thoughts, because keep the spirit of Big Ange alive. I'm just saying is all. And be glad your name is not Sean Saria Dawn Evans, because she is a straight up bitch ass cooter head that needs to be going to prison. And I hope that's what happens, because she is an awful person. And in her mugshot, she knows she's going down. So it's got to happen. And guess what, y'all? That is all for the Hollywood Hick today. Thanks for listening in right here on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. And also follow the Twitters at HWoodHick, facebook.com/TheHollywoodHick. And I think that does it for me, y'all. I'm getting out of here. I gotta go do some chores. I gotta do some things. This house is a wreck, because all I do is go to the workplace. So that's it. Everybody be good. Stay out of trouble. Did I say that already? If not, I'm saying it again, because fuck y'all, it's my show and I can say whatever I want. So stay out of trouble, be good, and I will talk to you bitch asses soon. Doodle-lam, doodle-lam, do, mother truckers. But Lamb, 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 lamb